Hawks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, about a half hour from now, Yellowhammer News' Sean Ross will be with us, so please stick around for that hour number three. Now officially underway. With that, welcome our next guest to the program. Represents folks up in North Alabama or in and around Madison, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville. State Representative Mike Ball is on the line. Representative, how are you this morning?
I'm just doing wonderful. That's about as wonderful as I can be being in Montgomery, you know?
Yeah, that seems to be, that sentiment shared by many, but some thrive on it. Anyway, I wanted to get you on, and, you know, last week the Alabama Senate got the medical marijuana bill out. It came out, I think, faster than a lot of people anticipated, with very limited debate. Now down in the House, you, if I'm correct, are carrying that bill in the House for Dr. Melson, and it appears to be a bill that a lot of people approve of. But Speaker McCutcheon took the step of moving it, and you've got to go through two committees now. And I wanted to hear from you about kind of where we are, what's next, and does this fact it has to go through two committees, does it present any challenges?
Well, of course it's a challenge. You know, if it would be an excellent way to kill it if somebody wanted to do it, but I'm not exactly sure that's what that is. This is, matter of fact, I don't think it is. I think we're going to give it a thorough vetting. I think folks want to get this bill to the floor in the best possible shape it can. You know, a lot of people don't understand what this particular bill is. A lot of people, they try to compare this to California and Washington. Well, I know where this bill came from. I know how it got there because I did it. And I know the thing that convinced me, I know how I got convinced into the oil thing. And I know how learning about CDB and the cannabis oil, I also understand how it led me into this medical marijuana. We put $1 million a year in the state budget to study it. And the doctor who was over the study at UAB, what he had discovered is what convinced me, and even how we found this. In 2019, we almost passed this bill, and there were no lobbyists, nobody in the national cannabis industry had any idea and nothing to do with it. Now, some of those folks have come on board now because we are setting up an industry. But the intention of this never has been and is not, certainly among Senator Melson and myself and the people that are supporting it in the legislature, for this to go to recreational. As a matter of fact, I'd oppose that. So, and I think a lot of the members know that. Some of the new people don't know the story of how we got to where we are. And I think by taking our time, I do expect more doctors to weigh in on this, medical people, and what this is. Listen, we are not California and we are not Colorado, and I didn't mean to filibuster you.
No, I welcome the insight because, you know, this, if you're aware, there's a lot of interest in this legislation and where it's headed now. And I want really, you know, what are the prospects? But the bill as it is, do you think it is in a do you think the bill coming out of the Senate is in a good place? Was it what you had hoped? Are there any changes that are going to have to be made?
Well, first of all, it is very complex because we're setting up an industry to grow it, way to process it. Marijuana is a dangerous drug, and so it does need to be regulated. And the FDA system and the feds, because of their national propaganda movement, has failed miserably in it. So we've got to do this, and so it is very complex, but I think this bill is a pretty good bill that came out of the Senate. There's no such thing as a perfect bill, and the more complex it is, the more difficult it is. But you know, I would be happy if this bill that came out of the Senate passed. But I also think that we make the bill better. There's probably some steps in it that are overreach. I don't like the idea of you got to try an opioid for pain before you can try cannabis. I mean, you know, I understand where that came from, because FDA has approved a lot of things far more dangerous than this. But I would like to see cannabis used more and more in the treatment of pain than opioids, less and less of the opioids, because it's more dangerous. I mean, there's just, and this is not Mike Ball, I'm just an ignorant cop, but that's what Dr. Slavarsky told me, and many others have told me. A lot of the opposition comes from people who have looked so much, they spent all their time focusing on the harmful effects of it, and they have turned a total blind eye at the properties of this substance for people, to heal people and to help people and to ease pain. It is there. Listen, God created this plant for a purpose. And just because some people have used it for a different purpose, for a bad purpose, doesn't mean there's not a good purpose in it. What I want to do is at least make a correction, expand, make it available to people that can help, and make sure that it's difficult for people to abuse it. Although people are abusing it now, what we've been doing is keeping people who can use it for good use from being able to.
Joined by State Representative Mike Ball here on the program. Representative, one of the knocks on the bill from its critics is the growth of government and how it grows government in a way that, the creates new bureaucracy. Obviously, you need something to regulate it, but it also gives government power that many feel could be abused. Now, we had Dr. Melson on and talk about it. He kind of likened it to a health inspector going to a restaurant or something of that sort. But what do you make of those concerns about what it does, the way it could expand government?
For those people who are concerned, and I'm very concerned about government abuses and corruption. I am extremely concerned about it in a way that a lot of people have no idea. But I will tell you, the reason that we've got to do this is because of a huge government overreaction. What they've done is they've criminalized this to a degree that people can't even use this for a good purpose. This is about states reacting to an overreach. This is an overreach of government that has treated marijuana worse than it does cocaine or opioids or anything else. What I'm saying is it is necessary to have government the reason we even have government is because of fear and to limit things that people are commonly afraid of. You know, I come from law enforcement. That's why we have law enforcement. We have laws that people can be put in jail. Yes, this does have bureaucracy because marijuana is a dangerous substance. It doesn't need to be given to just anybody. It does need to be controlled. But what this bill is about is trying to find a way to help people who are suffering. And the regulation side is necessary. You know, government is a necessary evil, and it's necessary because people will abuse things. We acknowledge that. That's what this bill is about. So some of the opponents who claim about it being an unnecessary overreach of regulation, they're the same people that will tell you this is a dangerous drug. And as a matter of fact, the hypocrisy just about makes my head explode of some conservatives who have the gall to say that and then turn around and say, let the feds do it, let the feds do it. I mean, I understand that we are creating a bureaucracy, but it's necessary because the feds haven't done what they should have done, and I don't know if they ever will.
But you understand where they're coming from, or maybe this
I
is
get
just
where
a,
they're coming from.
A means to oppose, or a way to oppose the bill that keeps it within, you know, be it for freedom or be it for liberty, whatever. But that, I guess the question now is, it's always been a challenge getting it through the Alabama House of Representatives. And I'm not asking you to make predictions, but what are you hearing from folks in the House? Do you feel like there is a better than slim chance, no chance, a good chance? What do you think, just based on the feedback you've gotten?
I think it's more likely to pass than not, because I know what the truth is about this, and the more people hear the truth about this, what it is and why we're doing it, the more people hear that, the better chance we have. I think if it was on the floor, we'd have votes today. But I also understand that the more people learn about it, the harder it is to oppose what it is we're doing, because I know why we're doing what we're doing. And I see the potential for how many people who are suffering who can be helped because of this bill.
Well, how much of the, and I guess I ask you, a lot of this is going to be discussed in committee. Do you feel pretty good about being prepared and ready to make these cases before these two committees, the Health and Judicial Committee?
Well, yes, I do, because of this. Because I know that when we had Carly's Law and Lenny's Law, we were fighting a lot of the same stuff. This is a much bigger step. I recognize it, but this is ultimately where whatever it was that was leading me was going. And I can see that now. I couldn't then. But I know that there will be medical people. I know that there's a lot of folks. Senator Melson has done a great job. Senator Melson is a bona fide medical researcher, a doctor, and he has done such a great job on the Senate. And once people turn their attention to it, and if their hearts and minds are open, then the truth will prevail. And if the truth prevails, this bill's going to pass.
Well, and I guess it didn't, because, you know, the naysayers will say, well, does this opening the door up to recreational marijuana down the line? Is there a way to guarantee that that is not the intent from this point, that this is just that foot in the door to open up a wider way to recreational marijuana?
I can guarantee that Senator Melson, me, and the people at the core of this, Justin Chandler, Amy Young, that's Carly and Lenny's mom, and all these families who have been part of it and who have seen it, that is not the intent. It never was. I can't guarantee what will happen in the future, but this is Alabama. If somebody tried to do recreational, this can't be recreational unless the people want it and the legislature votes for it, and that'll be some other day if it ever happens, but it may never happen. This is not that. I don't support recreational. I come from a career in law enforcement. I understand the drug problem, but I know the difference between dope and medicine. Medicine is what helps people. And this bill will be of great help to people. It's very complex. I know it's very complex, but that is not the intent. And quite frankly, it's been driven. You know, in 2019, when this bill came out of the Senate, there was not a single lobbyist had anything to do with it. It was nobody but just a small core of families and our people that were, and Senator Melson, that were working it. As a matter of fact, it shocked everybody. And so that was, it scared the heck out of everybody. Probably should have passed it then. That would have been the right thing to do, but they ain't how the system works, because there's too much fear and ignorance out there. So we had to do this study commission,
right?
And we had a study commission that studied it and put the information out there and learned more and more about it. But there's a lot of people that have preconceived notions. They've thought of Cheech and Chong and people who abuse it and all that. But they haven't looked at the medical benefits and how it can be used for medicinal purpose in the practice of medicine. But a lot of doctors know that. And the longer we go, this is not designed or intended to be a step toward recreational. I would oppose that, but I want us to hit the sweet spot.
Representative, we're out of time here. We got to get to a commercial break, but thanks for coming on and talking to us about this, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks for having me. Hey, one of these days I want to sing a song to you again.
We got to get you back in studio to do that, or your studio at least, right?
Well, or maybe I'll make a trip down there to Mobile and visit you in the off season.
All right, yeah, sounds good. State Representative Mike Ball, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back.